Blog Talk Radio.
Great. enjoy tonight. I gotta do this one before I leave. I know it's time to go, but you know, everywhere I go, I have to sing this song because it's such special part of me. Out of all the songs that I've written, all the songs that I've sung, this one
is how you doing?
Closest to my heart. I've been singing for quite some time now, and folks prophesied years ago. They said that I wasn't going to be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long.
Yeah.
They said that I would never amount to anything. But I want the letter to know tonight that I am still holding on.
I'm going to sleep in my house. Because you wanted somebody when I was out there to appear in the pool. I told somebody I have some kids. And I come to find somebody that took my kids. I'm not catching house. And so my captain called me and told me that she probably had some kids. So I got them. I was taking them off my hands. No, I feel scared. I feel scared. I've been doing it for 3 years. Yeah, I can get a little bit about 5 o'clock. Yes, sir, be at home. Okay. Okay, all right. Not to let
the outside. And I break that curse of Kadesh. I break that curse of sitting on the outside of the blessing, sitting on the brink of the blessing, the curse of almost, the curse of not enough. God is breaking the spirit of limbo off of us. How many of you know limbo is a place in hell?
It sure is.
I almost got the promotion. I almost got this. God is taking us in. And we're going in, not just going. God was very, very specific. He didn't even want the religious, those with religious mindsets to go in. Because when you go in for a reason. God is not promoting us. I don't know what your occupation is. I don't care what you do as a profession. You are there as an ambassador of Christ. You're not just a medical doctor so that you can pay your bills. I believe that every medical doctor is called to have healing hands. You're not just a lawyer, you know, just for show. I believe that lawyers are called to take legal authority over territories. And even, especially a judge, there are positions, and I just want to say this to you. There are so many, I believe that we got more false pastors than false prophets.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. I believe we got more, we got a church on every corner, but very few have power. Because it's territorial warfare, and just like those demons had areas of jurisdiction, how many of you know that we have power when we stay in our area of operation? It's called AO in the military. At least when I was there, they would say, Sarge, you know, you in my AO. That means you in my area. Any ex-military, anybody remember AO? They might call it something else now. But you in my AO, you in my area of operation. That means that I have jurisdiction. And listen, when you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people, how many of you know there's not a demon in hell that can stop you from doing what God has called you to do? So you need to stop, and we need to stop looking around to see if God's dead. We need to make sure we're in place to get it. It's not about did he do it. Are you in place to get it? Some folk want to preach like Kim Daniels. And some folk want to sing like this person. And we want to do this. But the anointing is in being you. Can't nobody beat you being you. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of things I can't do. And there's a lot of things that I may fall short in. But I can't lose with what I use when I am me. Because can't nobody beat me. See, because the anointing comes upon me. And if you're trying to beat somebody else, you're over here out of place and territorially distraught when God is putting the anointing on you over here. Put your hand on your chest and say, God, I thank you for anointing me. Just be me. That's where the power is. That's where the anointing is. That's where the authority is. That's where the grace is. And that's where the mercy is. I am the first. I don't like the term African American too much because I've never been to Africa. But I love being an American. Hey, I mean, I'm an African American. I don't particularly like being a hyphenated anything. Don't hyphenate me. Why I got to be African American? Why I can't be American? The lady that I'm running against, you know, I've made it so popular to be a minority. Y'all help me up in here. I made it so popular to be a minority. When I went into politics, I just couldn't understand because I'm just used to being around white people that love me. I was totally confused.
Hey, beloved, how you doing?
Well,
okay,
the lady that's running against me, she stood up one of the front of me and she said, I am a Filipino American.
Well,
I'm like, where'd that come from?
Get all the
now, it's so popular to be a minority. You should have stood up and said that in the second.
One.
Not everybody want to be a minority.
Yeah. Well, we got it all. That's we got that all figured out.
You need to be who God called you to be.
Here's the
and guess what?
All that
if you anointed to be white, be
and
white.
I'm not telling what I plan doing, so I give
don't
God.
Don't come
up here
trying to be black,
praying.
Cause you mess it all up.
Well, you're going to drive your
y'all
never
seen no person trying to be black?
Here, okay?
It's a mess.
Okay.
It's a straight mess. And it's even a worse mess when a black person is trying to be white.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm doing okay, am I? I'm doing all right? Nothing like the church. But we have something so special here. And I was in this place of protection. You know, once I got saved and I came in under Chuck and under Dr. Wagner, and then I was sent out there and I was like, something is wrong. You know, but what we deal with is a reality. And it takes the love of God. It takes the love of God. And you guess what? You have to take, you can't send the love of God. You have to take the love of God. And you have to show the love of God to people. And you know, when I first got there, I don't think I did such a good job.
Hello, how you doing? I got it. I'm looking at her now.
Because something rose up on the inside and said, this cannot be real.
Yeah. She said, she was like to be high.
Everything I learned here. Everything that I learned on the road with Chuck and everything that Apostle Gekhar put on the inside of me, I am telling you, when you are a grown person in God, you never stop being raised up in the way of the Lord so that you will not depart.
Well, God bless you.
It is so important to have people that can vouch for you. It is so important to have spiritual covering because there's so many things that want to rule over you and that jurisdiction over you. And when I stepped into the state of Texas, every principality, they had to bow back because guess what? I got brothers and sisters already here that's got jurisdiction over this area. Because one can put 1,000 by 2 10,000. And when you come to Florida, you can bet we holding our city down. We're getting in the gates. And you can know that when you come to Florida, that we're holding down the jurisdiction and we're displacing the enemy and saying that he'll have nowhere, no place in our lives. Displacing the enemy. We can do it on any level. And guess what? We're going to take some hits in life. We're going to take some stuff that's going to happen and the enemy will make it seem like we fail. But you never fail. And there is no failure in God. Because everything that the devil means for evil, God turns it around. God turns it around. See, I'm talking about the 21st day, but I want to pull you through the first through the 20th day when it seems like God hasn't done it. But arise and shine, for your light has come. And that light comes from the first to the 20th day, when you can't see your way, the light will shine in a dark situation. Intercession is so important, and covering is so important. And when I went in, and can you imagine how they tried to beat me down in a campaign? I mean, they distorted my face and put voodoo dolls in my hand. They took the demon dictionary the other day and put some evil hands over it and say she's a voodoo priestess. Yeah, but there's some folk that I pray for. Come on, somebody. There's some people who have experienced the anointing of God, the prophetic of God. I'm talking about in high places. I'm talking about the highest elected. See, I'm not just in there to reach the multitudes. I'm in there to reach those who are in particular seats so that they can see the power of God operate in a way so that when they start saying, oh, she's doing voodoo, what they going to say? I need some more of that voodoo because it's been blessing me. You can call it what you want to call it, but whatever that is, I want some of it. See, people will take a little clip like that and put it on the internet. Oh, she say voodoo is good. it's really a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to. It's like an astronaut. That's how I see it right now in the spirit.
Here she is, Maude.
It's like an astronaut. You have
this
to
woman,
be rooted. You have to be connected. I see that. That's not in my notes. I just see an astronaut in space connected to that cord. And no matter where he goes, when it's time to come back in, he can be pulled back in. And a lot of people, they get lost in space. They get lost in spiritual space because they're so deep
okay.
They don't need a connection. But you got to have a connection. You got to have a covering, especially those of us who are so apostolic, so prophetic, so deep. Y'all know we see visions, we dream dreams. And we got too many churches on every corner. I just want to say that we have too many churches on every corner. We have to have somebody to be able to pull us back in. And we'll be connected to our roots. And we're rooted and grounded. I thank God for the love of God and for people that are consistent. People that are consistent. Listen, God will allow you to have leaders or to have people in your life that are consistent. They're not up and down with everything that's going on in this movement. They're still doing what they've been doing. They're consistent because they got the anointing of God in their life. How many of you know a double-minded man can't have nothing from God? If you're around for that double-minded and that's inconsistent, this is the thing that has kept me. People would say, how can you go and work in these arenas? Because God has me connected and God has me covered, and this is the season that connection and covering is going to be important like never before. Because there's some stuff going up in the airways. The Bible talks about the prince of the power of the air. When you break it down with that word air, it means cycle. There are demonic cycles that want to rule over our head, and I'm telling you, they operate a lot through generational curses. But God is breaking the back of the enemy and releasing us from generational curses, because the truth is the generational curses go back 3 or 4 generations, but the blessings go forward for 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations of blessings. There is something in your bloodline that God wants to release, but there's something ruling in the air that wants to shut down that generational legacy through division or confusion or whatever it is. And I'm amazed that when I stood with Chuck and Peter so many years ago, how I had my oldest son, Michael, and we believed God and went to the NFL, and he got cut and went back and forth. And now my twins are like the number one football players in the nation, and it's easier for them. They don't have to go through everything that Michael went through. They've been to 30 combines. They're sponsored by Adidas. You know, Michael didn't get all these letters. We probably got about 300 or 400, I think 1,000 letters. All Division I schools. You could just go anywhere you want to go. Everywhere they go, they stand out. That is something in the bloodline. Now they can. The twins can sing a little bit. But what if we tried to be like the Winans family? I mean, the Winans, as soon as the baby come out, is singing. Everybody in the Winans family can sing. We're not the Winans. You know, I rap and do a little something, and we can sing and have fun. But we're not the Winans. You know, we run. We don't sing. And whatever it's all about the exousia, and I want to close with this. It's about the exousia of God. We talked about jurisdiction and territorial warfare. We're talking about storming the gates of the enemy. You know what kicks the gates of the enemy in? The exousia. The Bible says God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. God has given us exousia over all the exousia of the enemy. There are power spirits. There are demonic specialists. Demonic specialists, CIA, FBI, assignments, exousia. But that's on the demonic side. But God has given us exousia over the exousia of the enemy. But greater is he that's in us than him that's in the world. And whatever that exousia, listen, do not overlook your natural gifts and skills. You know, there's a young man. And his name is Brian Karn. I've never seen that like it in my life. I've never seen a prophet that prophesy and cast out devils on the level that he does. And you know, there's a lot of folk that can't hang on that young man because he's so accurate, it's scary. Why is accuracy scary? I mean, really, I've seen that young man give a word to somebody that saved them. I don't want to go into that. But what I'm saying is I can work with him, and he can prophesy, and he'll go down to the bloodline and say their mama name and everything. And really, I see the power of God operate, and then a demon will manifest. And you know what he do? He'll call me. Although he casts out demons, he'll say, what's the name of it? And I say, Kundalini. And then it'll move like that. Because that prophetic gift, come on, it's operating with that deliverance gift. And the fivefold ministry exousia powers of God. You know, we need to identify the people and their giftings. And once everybody walk in their gifts, fitly joined together, I can be jealous of this young man. I introduce him to Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn want him to be his friend every day. I'm like, okay, I can't even talk to Brian for Benny Hinn. I introduce him to Rod Parsley. Bam. He's on Benny Hinn, Rod Parsley. Now Daystar. What's the name of Daystar? I was like, can I get my friend back? God, he don't want me to tell you. He's real young, 20-something. He's 20-something years old. And so there are some folk that will be kind of leery or jealous. And the reason that he draws to me, you know why? The same reason I drew the chunk. When people are coming in, they may not be like us. Most likely, the best thing is that they can't be like you because you won't fit. Because in a puzzle, you can't be shaped alike. We got to have black and white. We got to have curly hair and straight hair. We got to have dark hair and hair, long hair, short hair. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't hearing me up here. We are so beautiful. We're such a beautiful melting pot of power. A melting pot of power. And I come to encourage you that wherever you are, allow the Lord to use you and fitly join together. The exousia of God would displace the exousia of the enemy. And the work that God has begun, maybe God allowed me not to come back for 3 years to see, wow, I remember Tent being here. Wow. I said, where are we going? Where are we? Glory of Zion. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is taking us from one level of glory to the next level of glory, and the work he has begun here, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the minds of the people in this region, what God is about to do through his church. Because this is a glorious church. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of what God is doing here. I want to give an altar call. I want to pray some scriptures to release the angels. God, I bless you. Glorify you and magnify you. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord God. Y'all know that I get on the radio 5 a.m. and be praying. I preach every day of the week during the lunch hour. Casting out devils, talking about warfare. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. And I am a commissioner. Elected by the people. I represent. I'm a representative first of the kingdom of God. I represent 1 million people. But how many of you know I represent the kingdom that cannot be numbered? Hallelujah. If you're in here right now and you feel like the enemy has tried to displace you, you're supposed to be displacing the enemy. I come to encourage those who may not be up here with the microphone. I come to encourage those of you who may feel like your gift ain't good as their gift or what you do is not significant. I decree and declare that you are significant, and the exousia that's on the inside of you, it cannot be held down. And this is an altar call right now. I just want you to come and move forward. If you feel like you've been stuck, if you feel like you've been held back, if you feel like something's been controlling your mind with stinking thinking, and you've been feeling like maybe I'm out of place. We can all be out of place sometimes. The only thing wrong with being out of place is when you don't get in place when you know you're out of place. Everybody taking a detour now and then. Come closer, come closer. Greske bebe asata. Mandroski bebe isturubushi bebe bosata. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to say this. You can't, and I know Chuck released me, you can't do nothing without a seed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Since I came here, God's been wiping out debt. They're doing the roof on the church, and it was one price, and now it's going to be, they found something that, oh, it's not going to cost that much. You know, I'm sending out dollars for my campaign, and they called me, oh, it's going to be $6,000 less. The roofers, they saw an old beat-up vehicle that I had sitting outside the church. We want to buy that. Who wants to buy that? No, you just want to bless me. God just want to bless me. And I heard the Lord say, take a perfect 10 offering. So we're going to pray, but I want everybody, when you go back, to put $10 in your hand and bring it and put it back on this altar. And it's for the perfecting of the saints. The perfecting, listen, there are prophetic signs. You don't have to go get it right now because I don't want to hinder the flow of what God is doing. I want to hinder the flow of what God is doing. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Kroske bebebe asunda lo bosata, rese bomata, rondere boshakana da basata. God, I thank you for those pastors that are in here right now. God, and they need a breakthrough in their church. God, I thank you for the evangelist ministries and the apostolic ministries, God, that you're opening doors of utterances and you're opening doors that no man can deny. And God, I thank you for those that are up here right now that are disconnected and have no covenant. Not by power, not by might, God, but by your spirit. Connect and cover. Connect and cover in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you right now for a fresh infilling. That's right. Go! That thing is coming off your head right now. Mm-hmm. It's coming out the back of your neck right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Shandra Soko, ba 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 ba. There it is right now. Open your mouth and begin to. There it is, aya ba 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 sha. Runelele bo shata. Open your mouth. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, there may be somebody in here right now. I'm not going to take it for granted that you may not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just repeat after me, say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sins and I dedicate or rededicate my life unto you. And now receive a fresh infilling. A fresh infilling. Raska ba ba ba. That's right. That's right. That dam is breaking in your spirit. And there's a flow coming through you. My God. I'm gonna decree this over you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, let your angels descend and ascend in this place, God. Take away what we don't need, God, and bring to us what we need. God, give your angels charge over us and deliver us from evil, God. I thank you that the angel of the Lord will chase enemies away and we displace every territorial spirit. Every spirit in the air, every spirit on the earth, and under the water. All the connections are broken. We disconnect the demonic dots of the spirit. And every spiritual dark highway is shut down in Jesus' name. Let the angels of the Lord persecute the enemy and fight for us in the heavens against every jurisdictional spirit, every principality. And we put the principality aside over glory of Zion on notice. You are dismissed from your assignment. We send you back, far back. Go in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that the angel of your presence is bringing salvation, is bringing praise, it's bringing worship. And God, your angels are going before us and making the crooked places straight. God, send your angels to prosper our ways. The steps of a good man, of a good woman, they are ordered by the Lord. And a righteous man will fall down 7 times, but he'll get up every time. God, I thank you right now that your angels will cause our way to prosper. And Lord, when you hear our voice, you will send our angel. And according to our words, the demons of this region will deal with the consequences of the Lord. God, we thank you. That you're sending your angels to minister, your ministering angels, your guardian angels, your angels that come to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you right now for your holy angels and that destiny angel that's gone before. God, release your angelic army to fight for and defend your church. And I break every paradigm. I break every limitation off of your mind. I bind that spirit of procrastination. I bind that spirit of limbo in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit that would second guess the will of God in the name of Jesus. I call forth those fivefold ministry gifts. Come forth prophetic. Come forth apostolic. Come forth the spirit of the teacher, spirit of the pastor, spirit of the evangelist, come forth. And God, I thank you for the fivefold hand of God, the fists of God, that's coming down on the land. For the earthquake of God, there's a quaking in the spirit. They're shaking some stuff away. And God, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And even as it has been declared, that the gates will be stormed. I speak it into existence that they already have been stormed. And God, I thank you for the rattling of the raggedy gates, the raggedy gates, the raggedy gates of the gates of hell. And God, I thank you for the bombardments of the Lord. I thank you for the battering ram of the Lord. God, I thank you that that doors that won't open, we're kicking them in. We're going in to possess the land of darkness. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Well, I want you to clap your hands and thank God for what you have heard tonight. You couldn't have heard a better message of what God is doing today, right now. Let's give a shout up into heaven. Kim, it's almost like with you speaking, we can just breathe a sigh of relief. It's something about it. What God has done, what he is doing, and the strength you bring, press on in to the place that God has for us. I want us to shout one more time. You have heard the testimony of the Lord for breakthrough.
Hallelujah, Jesus! Jesus!
Now, Kim's going to go back. Brian, they'll escort Kim back to the arbor to sign books. Don't miss going back by there, getting what you need. Anything you don't get, we'll put it on the website for you so you can get it here. We've always carried Kim's books here, so just be sure to do that. Look at two or three people around you and tell them you are more significant than you know.
And Chuck, I just want to make sure that they don't forget, lay that $10 seed, that perfect 10 seed on the altar.
Ken is linked with testimony. Any of you who lay that down, the testimony of God will begin to rise up. All of you on the web right now, just do what you're hearing. Right now, you stand up, you do the same thing. We bless you abundantly. I think we've got to give one more shout, and then we're going to worship and go out.
Mama, ooh, storming the gates of hell, mama. It was live. Wow, huh? Good evening, Dr. D. Wow, 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 wow. Summon the gates of hell. Okay. Yeah. They said she was coming from Texas.
Oh, yeah. She was traveling.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I know it. But anyway, I want to thank you. Yeah, I want to thank you for letting me know. I write it down, and I got it put down. I put it on my website. And while they was while she was teaching, I put it on my website.
Yeah. So well, she,
well, no, I'll be at church tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, well, you can test that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, God bless you.
Love you
too. Love you too.
Finally got it.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Okay.
All right.